The following shir has been presented by Rav Mordechai Lebhar, Rosh Kollel of Link of Los Angeles, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In the second parak of Parashas Bereishis, it's written, Vayichulu ha-shamayim ve'aretz ve'chol tzeva'am Vayichol Elohim b'yoyim ha-shvi malachtoi asher osa Vayishbois b'yoyim ha-shvi b'kol malachtoi asher osa. That Hashem rested from all melacha, from all work that was done. It's yadua that the work that we are discussing over here is work that is comparable to the Mishkan, which is the 39 melachis. However, somebody who works on Shabbos, and it doesn't violate any of the 39 melachis, but he's working, so he's not lechayra, that should be allowed, and there should be no problem whatsoever. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Chesed Aleph, introduces us to a new iser of working on Shabbos, which is receiving money for malacha that is done on Shabbos, and this is called Schar Shabbos. The Gemara says the following. Hasoicher es apoyel, lishmor es apora, lishmor es atinoik, lishmor es azroim, ein noistin loy schar Shabbos. If somebody rents out a worker to watch a cow or to watch a child or to watch the field, so you don't pay him schar Shabbos. Now, the prohibition of schar Shabbos, Rashi says, is because there's a gzeira mekach u'memkar. It looks like you're doing business on Shabbos. Very logical that if a person is working on Shabbos, even though he's not doing any malacha that's asura, he's just watching something, or he's being mashgiach, or whatever else, if he gets paid specifically for doing that on Shabbos, it looks like mekach u'memkar, it looks like business. The Rambam seems to have another approach, because the Rambam puts the halachis of schar Shabbos in Perek Vav of Hilchas Shabbos, which is the Isser of Amir La'akum, and the Isser and the prohibition also of receiving hana, receiving benefit for malacha that's done on Shabbos. So it could be that the Rambam held that any time one is receiving schar on Shabbos, it looks like he's benefiting from something that was done on Shabbos. Now, in this sugya of receiving schar Shabbos, there is a very famous vort from Reb Chaim Brisker that was said over from his student, Reb Zalman Meltzer, his Talmud, in a michtav printed in the back of the Sefer Beis Yeruchim. It's also printed in stencils. And this chiddush was predated, written already in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in a Sefer on Shas called Chafetz Hashem, Maseches Shabbos Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And the chiddush goes as follows. There is no prohibition on Shabbos, per se, of making money. What's the raya? Rabbi Zer Zalman writes, in the name of Reb Chaim, that one is allowed to keep money that he finds on Shabbos. You find a diamond ring on Shabbos. It's not muksa, you pick it up, you're allowed to keep it. You made yourself $10,000. That's not an isser. The isser on Shabbos, of Schar Shabbos, is receiving money for work that was done, because it transforms that work into work on Shabbos that's asura. For example, if somebody's watching over a child, that's considered like he's working, he's watching over a child, and when he gets paid for it, that payment transforms the work into work that's forbidden on Shabbos, midirabbanan. And therefore, one is not allowed to work. With this, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer says, one could be miyashiv, one could understand the halacha brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Vav Se'if Hei. There we find a machloikis between Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Baruch, brought down in the Mordechai. If a chazan is allowed to get paid for Shabbos, Rabbeinu Baruch says, why should he get paid? If it's Char Shabbos, it's Osir. Rabbeinu Shmuel says, it's a Dvar Mitzvah. If it's a Dvar Mitzvah, it's allowed. The Beis Yosef brings both opinions, and he seems to be noted that it's Osir. Osir, liskor chazanim, lispal b'Shabbos, v'yesh mishamater, stam v'yesh alocha kistam. And even though he brings some matirim, but the halacha is that it's aser. And although in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Hei, he seems to say that it's mutter, just ein aroya simen bracha, it's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. And it seems to be that most poiskim follow the halacha that it's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simen Shin Zayin says that this is the halacha, as well as many other poiskim follow this opinion. We'll get to that in a moment about Lidor Davar Mitzvah. But Rabbi Zalman Meltzer says, according to Rab Chaim, we could understand why a Davar Mitzvah is allowed, because when somebody is davening, he's just davening on Shabbos or Yom Tov. He's not doing any malacha. Even if you pay for that malacha, that can be transformed as malacha. It's just davening. It's davening. It has no connection to a malacha whatsoever, and therefore that should be allowed litzarech mitzvah. Whether this chiddush of Rab Chaim is followed lehalacha or not is a very complicated question. The Magen Avraham talks about, in Simen Shin Vav, Sivkat Nun Tes, talks about receiving interest payments on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelik Dalet Simen Nun Tes says that the only heter why one is allowed to receive interest payments on Shabbos is because part of that interest payment is also for the week. For example, it's for Saturday, and Saturday has the Motzei Shabbos in it. So part of that payment is behavla, it's an absorption, which by Schar Shabbos, we say that if part of the payment is done for the week, then it's called that it's absorbed in the payment, then it's allowed. This is what Moshe Feinstein says, and therefore he says that if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov that follows, you'll have a problem if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that whole day of Saturday and the Motzei Yom Tov that whole day you're getting paid a behavla, you're going to have a problem, and therefore you'd have to put aside that money that you can't use it. That's as far as the Rashi goes. But according to Reb Chaim, you're not doing any malacha; just your money is sitting and it's making money for you. That shouldn't be a problem. Indeed, Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Shmir Shabbos Kihil Chasa writes in the Orcha Shabbos Chelik Beis Simen Chav Gimel Perek Chav Gimel Heara Kuv Samech Gimel, as well as in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas Perek Yud Ches, that according to this Chiddush of Reb Chaim, one would be allowed to receive payments on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, because that's not called Melacha. So it seems to be there are Paiskim that took this Reb Chaim and Reb Zalman the Halacha. There are other Paiskim that say that he was only discussing it in a certain Shitas Rishonim. There are many Rayas to say not that way. I'm not going to get into that right now. Al Kol Panim, it seems to be that this Chiddush of Reb Chaim could apply whenever somebody is not doing Malacha. Let's get into some practical cases where a person could encounter this Halacha and he has to be careful. Number one is, as we mentioned, for a Dvar Mitzvah. So a Chazen, a Baltakeya, a Rav, it's usually not a problem if they have some preparation done beforehand, because they are getting paid for that preparation. It's called Havla'a, and we permit Havla. Now, the problem is that there are certain cases where this Havla is questionable. For example, they're not really doing a substantial malacha beforehand, a chazen. Let's say he just shows up before he practices a little bit beforehand. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says if you want to have a proper havla, he has to daven in front of the tzibur on for a slichas, and not stam a slichas, a chashav a slichas, the Motzei Shabbos slichas, where you could say that it's an important malacha that he is getting paid for, and it's done behavla. Reb Shlomo Miller, in his Shiurim on Shabbos, says that another heter behavlo is that if a worker has expenses, then you could pay him for those expenses and include the payment in as well. This happens very often with babysitters. You hire a babysitter to work for you dafka on Shabbos, and they don't have any work Motzei Shabbos or beforehand. How could they get paid? To say that they're working as a Dvar Mitzvah, it's a little bit of a stretch, and as we mentioned, that even a Dvar Mitzvah, you don't ain't a roya simen bracha from that work. So the best eitzah for a babysitter would be that she would have expenses. For example, the babysitter would buy some candies or would buy some material to keep the kids busy, and you pay her for that, and you pay as well for the work that they did, and that's called behavla. That would be allowed. So to child care, children's program, youth groups, these are big questions. And many Paiskim don't understand, you know, if a person is just watching over for Shabbos, to say that's a Dvar Mitzvah, not so simple. It's not so simple that just watching for youth groups is considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Even a Dvar Mitzvah, we mentioned, is a Machlaikis, and not only is it a Machlaikis, but even if it's allowed, Ein Roya Simen Bracha, a person doesn't see a Simen Bracha from such work. So once again, one of the eights over here would be if the person by childcare would have expenses and you reimburse those expenses as well as the work that they do for Shabbos, that would be permitted. That would be a potential solution. Now, as I mentioned, it seems to be lehalacha that ledvar mitzvah you would be allowed. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Siman Shin Zayin Sif Yudal says that was the minig. As well as the Sefer Shmoy Moshe and Chelek Hay says that was the minig in the Ashkenazi countries that would have a shoichet on Yom Tiv and would get paid specifically for shechita. And Reb Shlomo Kluger also in Shal Sechuzu Bacharta Bachayim, I'm sorry, it wasn't Shmoy Moshe, it was the Bacharta Bachayim. Reb Shlomo Kluger in Siman Pei Tes writes that was the minig to be makel. Also in Turkey, the minig brought down the Sefer Shmoy Yosef Chelek Hay, that people would get paid specifically for learning Mishnayos. So in the Sephardic countries and the Ashkenazi countries, the minig was always to be matir for that somebody would get paid ledvar mitzvah. However, ein roya simen bracha mimelacha zu. And the Shulchan Aruch is soiser himself because in Hilchas Shabbos Simen Shin Vav he writes stam v'yesh and the stam is that it's usher. And in some Tavkuf Pei he writes that it's mutter, just ein roya simen bracha. All types of yeshuvim, how to be miyashiv the Shulchan Aruch, but lehalacha, as we mentioned, the ikur lehalacha is that it's allowed, just ein roya simen bracha. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchis Purim, by ein roya simen bracha, of working on Purim, there's two other times where you ein roya simen bracha. On Tisha B'Av, even though you're allowed to work, ein roya simen bracha, and on Purim, even though you're allowed to work, ein roya simen bracha. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Vav, I believe, the Shulchan Aruch writes that Ein Aroya Siman Bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's in order to cover Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Vav Sivkot and Dalid, that if it's in order not to be Mavsid, just you're not being marviach, you're not making profit, not losing, then on that ein roya simen bracha is not said and you'd be allowed to take that money. And based on this, Reb Shlomo Miller in his Shiurim, page Chelek Dalid, Dav Samech Tes, writes that paying loans that you have that are outstanding would also be a heter for somebody to take money, letzorach mitzvah. Nevertheless, the best thing would be to find a way how to have a little bit of avla, and that way his money is not only earned beheter, but also that money would have a simen bracha lekule alma. So once again, youth groups, babysitters, mashgiach kashrus, chazen, a baltakeya. It's better not to take that money that was specifically paid for Shabbos. It would be better to have it done in a way of reimbursement of expenses, or in a way of a work that was done beforehand. And although we mentioned that Reb Chaim has a chiddush that on things that is not considered work, like being a chazan, it's allowed, but nevertheless, there are poiskim that argue, and the best thing would do it through is to be yaitza through havla.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.